I needed. And if you think my purse is full, try looking in my dresser drawers. Barbara Johnson sent me a handheld mirror not long ago, which I store in one of my drawers. It's hilarious. Every time I open that drawer, the mirror lets out this wolf whistle, this no matter how bad I look or how low I feel, here comes this wonderful makes me perk right up. That whistle always cheers an otherwise dull day. Other drawers have equally fascinating treasures. I'm bonded to my stuff, and everybody knows it. I like things that serve my needs, and I want immediate access to them conveniently and continuously. Recently, I opened two small packets of Bayer aspirin. Inside was this flat, folded paper cup. I love that thing. When you pressed its tiny sides, it opened up so you could put water inside it and drink from it. I was ecstatic. I put that adorable little cup right in my purse. I might need it sometime. Printed on it were the words, "Another innovative idea for people on the go," from Mechanical Servants Incorporated. Oh, how clever! I love that thing. Somebody's newfangled idea to meet a need. My kitchen is full of such gadgets. Knife sharpeners, mixers, bread machines, blenders, cheese graters, lemon squeezers, and the bathroom. Good night. There are toothbrushes, night lights, multi-spray shower heads, magnifying mirrors, and a mobile phone. Every day we call on our mechanical servants, and we want them now. I looked up the word servant the other day in my concordance and found it's used more than 400 times in Scripture. Can you believe that? Of course, those servants were in the human rather than mechanical form, but the idea is the same. They did the bidding of the one with whom they were aligned, and repeatedly God commended them. Abraham was called the servant of God, and Moses, and David. In fact, David, as a servant of the Lord, wrote in Psalm 119, verses 124 and 25, it says, "Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes." You know, I want to be God's servant. When he asks me to do something, I want to be responsive, instantly and always. My desire is to be as ready and convenient for his use as my stuff.